Kulin chapter 2, Mishnah 5. Va'ashoychet behema chay v'oif v'lo yatsmim dam. If one slaughters an animal, a domesticated, an undomesticated, or a bird, and no blood comes out, kisharim. The Mishnah says it's still kosher. The animal's still kosher. V'nechalim b'yadayim m'su'avos. But in this case, you can eat it with unclean hands. So the rabbis instituted a decree. It was King Solomon instituted a decree that you can't that your hands are dirty. They consider tame, and if you touch something and it's wet, it transmits tumah to the thing. So one of the liquids that transmits tumah is blood. So if no blood came out, so you could touch it with unclean hands because there's no blood over there. Because it hasn't been rendered susceptible to tumah by blood. That's why you could touch it with unclean hands. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. He says, Hukshira b'shchita. The slaughtering itself renders it susceptible to tumah. So you still can't touch it with tumah hands. But he brings over here that the luch is not like him. So this animal over here, theoretically, they could have touched it with unclean hands because it's not wet. There's no blood. So there's no tumah that can transfer from the person to the animal.